What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome. Let's settle for the details with me, Emma Davis. A shopping spree in Lagos, Nigeria, can turn into a windfall sale in Accra, thanks to a wave on unauthorized imports fueled by Nigeria's plummeting Naira. That's according to Maverick Research. It says entrepreneurs, dubbed clandestine traders, are exploiting the currency disparity to smuggle consumables across porous West African countries. Here's more in this report.
Maverick Research's source of analysis of the leading fast-moving consumer goods brands indicate a surge in grey products of popular fast-moving brands from Nigeria to Ghana and Cameroon. According to the research firm, this is due to currency chaos, porous borders, and brand recognition. For instance, it said the Naira's weakness against regional currencies like the Cedi creates a significant price gap, making Nigerian goods incredibly cheap for neighboring countries. Furthermore, Nigeria's ban on importing finished soaps and detergents forces local manufacturers to rely on exports to neighboring countries under the ECOWAS trade liberalization scheme. This scheme, Maverick Research said, allows them to access the foreign exchange needed for raw material purchases. However, it pointed out that the influx of smuggled detergents disrupts the strategy. Meanwhile, companies are fighting back to combat the surge in grey market goods.
That was a Business Desk report. The IMF has stated that improving revenue mobilization in Ghana should not be solely linked to tax hikes and introducing new levies. The fund, as part of its policy recommendations to help stabilize Ghana's economy, has been pushing managers to deal aggressively with revenue shortfalls. This has resulted in government introducing some taxes over the past years to deal with the challenges. But speaking in Washington, D.C., USA, after the release of its revised Africa Outlook report yesterday, Deputy Division Chief at the African Department, Wenji Chen, noted that there are other ways to get around the challenge.
It's not about only raising taxes. I think what we mean by that is really a multi-pronged approach. It's simplifying the tax system. It's cutting out very expensive tax exemptions. And the region has actually quite a potential to also raise the tax base. So if you have more firms, more people to actually tax even small amounts, that can additionally bring in more revenues.
Deputy Division Chief at IMF African Department speaking in Washington, D.C. after the revised Africa Outlook report for this year. Moving on, economist and international financial consultant Dr. Evans Gia says the nation is steadily earning the trust of international investors due to the government's management of the IMF bailout program. In an interview with Joy Business, Dr. Gia emphasized the expansion of fiscal capacity to fund capital projects crucial for national development. He spoke to Joy Business on the sidelines of the Ghana Investment and Development Summit in Accra.
Our debt to GDP were around about 88.1%. With the domestic debt exchange program, we've been able to reduce it to about 69% and hopefully be able to reduce it down to 55%. What this has done to us is that it has reduced our debt exposure, giving the government more room to be able to get financing for other social interventions that will be able to help with the roads and other infrastructure developments that are ongoing. Because because most of our revenue were going into the debt repayment. And
Dr. Evans Jia is an economist and international financial consultant. Now, analyst and lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Professor Godfred Amewu, is advocating for a diversified investment for retirement incomes. According to him, this has become necessary as a way to escape the global volatilities in the investment market. Professor Amewu was speaking to journalists after addressing the Maxwell Investment Group Business Forum Volume 2 on retirement planning in Accra.
Diversification has the key role of minimizing your risk. So as an individual, if you don't diversify, you put all your assets into one particular investment. When the risk strikes, you could lose, and you might even lose everything. So as you plan your retirement or you plan your finances, you need to diversify. Put some into maybe treasury bill, a bit into real estate.
Ecobank Ghana PLC has recorded an increase in total revenue of 5.3 billion cedis, representing 79.4% in 2023. The bank also recorded a total assets of 33.7 billion cedis, marking a 29.9% increase from 2022. Meanwhile, the bank failed to pay dividends to its shareholders, which is in line with the central bank's suspension for dividend payments. Speaking at the bank's 2024 annual general meeting, board chairman Samuel Ashite Ejay said the growth was driven by mainly increases in net interest income as well as fee-based income. Now, the National Banking College has assured that it will work with rural banks, savings and loans institutions, and other microcredit organizations to broaden their networks and deepen their impact across various sectors of the economy. According to the Banking College, the move is to ensure a comprehensive coverage to tackle the evolving financial landscape with its associated challenges. Speaking at the launch of the 30th anniversary celebration of the National Banking College, the principal, Gloria Corti, said management will leverage emerging technologies to provide financial sector players with top-notch skills and training.
So from inception, National Banking College has focused on the universal banks, okay, because they were then the key stakeholders in building that capacity. Over time, we have also realized that there's been a lot of shortcomings in the rural banks, so savings and loans, micro finance institutions, and the like. But for us to have a holistic, sanitized financial services sector, they are key players. And so it is very important for us to also work with them.
On the Joy Business Journal today, we delve into some prominent nutritious local cuisines of the Asantes as Otumfuo Osei Tutu II marks his silver jubilee as Asantehene. Emmanuel Bryce Kweku has been engaging the powerful women behind some of these meals and brings us the following report as part of the Asantehene's anniversary celebration.
Asante Kotokonono, Edina Grofoti di Eti Pim Pim.
So welcome to the Minsha Palace, and let's engage with some of the Queen Mothers and find out what they are preparing, some of these Ashanti local traditional dishes, from the lesser known foods to the popular meals like fufu. Join me. This particular stand really intrigued me. But the fact that I've seen some crabs and even a tobi in this house.
Adia yes we are here. Aye, they must say ya yeah no.
Okay.
And I am potompoto. And I a top. And I have a pensa.
We prepared nuhu, mpotompoto, eto, and apreprensan. These foods were thought to be foods given to the gods, but this has changed now. They are nutritious meals. I have pepper, onions, palm oil, granite, and other ingredients to make my eto.
Okay.
ani ya toto na mako jene piso agbo mani bi adi tumo ye ye no na de ato apa won chine no bi bia
so this actually takes root. It's just like a top. That is a roasted form of a top.
Hey, I'm Patrick. And the area is a school. And yes, you're very bonsiata.
We call this bonsiata. It looks like stew, but it is soup prepared from a type of tilapia in the Bosom Chili.
Yeah, we come on.
Nana, where the other papa?
Mampong Ateche is a soup that has all the types of meats and fishes in it, so it makes the soup very heavy. This is tuye. It is made from maize and a red variant of coconut.
So today's episode has been about the Ashanti culture and food they have. And definitely when you go out to them, try and get some of these local foods and have a nutritious time.
The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. And Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to know. *770#. Yes. *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime, and data purchases, and so much more even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for your solutions to money emergencies. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Emma Davis. Game plan is next. Please stay.